Hello, this is Jennifer giving you a call back from Emergency Roadside Assistance. Hello?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Were you still at the shop?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so unfortunately, with this situation, it would have to be investigated by corporate. When I spoke with the driver, he's still sticking basically with the same story, saying that there was a payment that needed to be made before we picked up the vehicle. And
Okay,
I
wait,
was.
hold on. I'm at the shop still. I'm not even gonna say nothing. I'm gonna just let you hear what the guy said. Hold on. Your brother still? Oh, he getting them from me. Hold on, he coming. No, I got the people on here, so the guy's still telling them that he came and then I owe money on my vehicle. You would tell them I don't owe nothing and no one.
Nah, it's done. I mean, she could pick it up, ready to go.
And he trying to say he came and all that, the tow truck.
Was it paid before he came?
Yeah, it's been paid. You heard him, yeah. Tell him. He talking about he never came. That's the problem. And that's why I'm getting so frustrated with everybody because they believe in him, but y'all ain't believing me. And I'm the one who's been sitting here all day. That's my frustration. You know, that'll make you frustrated if you're trying to prove you telling the truth against somebody that's just lying, trying to get a payment from y'all that then got partial payment for nothing. For nothing he did not do.
Yeah, but my hands are kind of tied on this one due to the way the system is set up. This would have to be something that's taken up with the actual corporate team in the morning. Has anyone given you as far as with the number to customer service?
No.
Let me get you that number because they would be the ones that would have to
So
handle
basically,
this.
my car can end up in pound anything just sitting on the side of the road like this. All because he lied to y'all. That's not fair. Y'all give him a partial payment for something that's not true. Even the shop owner telling y'all that's not true. I don't owe anything. We've been sitting here. No one been here. That's crazy. And he just get payment for something he didn't do.
And I do apologize about that. If it were up to me, I would definitely get it dispatched out for you.
But they said it was going to be up to the supervisor. I had to speak to the supervisor because they the only one that can override it. And that's crazy. Like, they went off his word. I mean, y'all hear the shop man saying, no, nobody been here. I don't owe anything. My van is ready to be picked up. They trying to get me to move the van. It's a yellow sticker on my van. How could he miss this place? If you Google it and look at it online, how can you miss this place? All this traffic, big, sitting right here on the big road. You know, you can't miss this place. My van sitting right here on side of the gate. Like, how can you not see a black Pacifica van sitting on the side of the gate? He was just nasty. When he hung up in my face, he wanted to make sure I wasn't going to get no tow today. And I guess that's what he did. And you even heard my nurses, all the stuff I'd have been through today, and I can't believe I still got to deal with 9 times out of 10 my cargo, the police go tow it because they didn't already put the stick.
Give me one moment.
But I'm really am. I'm gonna see what a lawyer can do. If I have to file a claim, I am gonna get a lawyer against this company and accept it. Because my heart, I missed my heart doctor appointment. I couldn't get my medication, and that lady took my blood pressure sky high. So I'm gonna sue for all the acne, the pain, the time I missed at work. I promise something is gonna be done. Because the lady at acceptance told me as soon as I'm done, notate everything. So then I could call them black. I already got her number. I'm gonna have to put in a claim and do something, because that's not right. He get paid for something he didn't do, and then this company, all the hell I done been through today. This was torture. This was pure D torture. I missed my heart doctor appointment. I've been called y'all hours ago.
Yes, ma'am. I would advise them of everything that you're speaking to me of, and I'll have it notated
yeah,
as well.
They wrong for that. They set up that night, they fixed up the notes and sided with him, all because they got me highly upset that they believe in him, and me trying to stress my point, I got to get upset and get my point across, and y'all believe a big old liar who just got paid for nothing, who probably do this little scam on people daily. He hung up in my face, said he's not coming. Wasn't even told not to come.
Okay, it's early in the morning and around 8 a.m. I would call them, the earlier the better, so that you can get this taken care of and it can start being processed in the system and investigated. Do you have a pen?
Now, I'm worried about my car tonight. I'm worried about it tonight. I want it to be investigated and stuff, but that's not right that my car got to sit on the side of the road, and then they saying that you, the supervisor, was the only one that can override this and hear my side of the story. Like, that's what the guy told me.
But because we're the dispatch department, that's not a situation that we would actually handle until after we had spoken with the actual driver. But we can only go by what the driver states to us, because it's your word against his. So the final say-so
okay, so
would
how,
have to be with
so
corporate.
How, he get, how do he get paid, already partially paid, for something he didn't do?
Trust
if it's
me,
my
it's not
word
much.
Against his.
It's
I know,
not
but
much.
If it's my word. Yeah. You're right. Ma'am, is there anything you can do to get me a tow truck, please? Is it anything? I'm begging you, please. I do not want the OPD to impound my car, because they didn't all, they keep going. You know, it's sitting on the side of this road. I can send you a picture. The guy never came. And the only reason why they set it outside the gate so I won't obtain a storage fee with it being inside the gate.
The way they have this system set up, it would have to be corporate's call on that.
Ain't nothing you can try to do to reach out to somebody so I can try to get my van towed tonight? Because I can't wait till in the morning, because it's not going to be sitting outside the gate in the morning. I done missed work. I done missed my doctor's appointment. I done missed everything, all by the tow. All because they done screwed, they did what they wanted to do, made the notes look so good. So I cannot get the code.
Well, the only thing that the
and
agents
pay,
here can,
he don't even
can
pay,
notate.
He don't even pay money. I pay $1,800 a month in car insurance. And this the thanks I get. Stuck on the side of the road. My vehicle didn't get towed. He didn't even show up, and that counts. That's crazy. That is crazy. How that count against a whole tow that a man didn't even show up, and it count as a tow.
That's
all
why they,
because of his word, because he got mad at me and hung up on me.
That's why their supervisors and corporate would have to do a deeper search. They may have to look into as far as with
yeah, but my van
route.
Will be gone by that time. By the time they do a deeper search, so I have to sit for a whole day or two, let them do deeper search in my van and pound. So now I have to spend more money and then send the tow company to the pound to get my van. That's not fair to me. That's not
well,
fair
yes,
to
ma'am.
Me as a lawyer customer. I done been with
if,
y'all plenty of years. Even if you read my they, even if you read my past history, I never had a trouble with y'all in the tow. And you can see that. I never been denied a tow. I never had any trouble. I guess he was so upset, had an attitude today, and all of, I don't see it. It's sitting right here on the corner. I say, sir, a OBT in 20 seconds. All because he rude, nasty, and hung up in my face, I got to suffer. And that's not fair. I'm the one that pay y'all. Like, I pay for this. I pay for this plan.
Well, yes, ma'am, once they do the actual investigation
and they, and, but I,
and they
I
side
feel
with
like,
you
know,
and
they,
if it gets impounded,
I feel like
they
should
they
at least do
one.
A one-time courtesy knowing this never happened to me before. I've never been through all this stuff before. And they
if
should do
car,
a one-time courtesy so my car would not get towed.
if your car is towed and impounded and they find out that what he's stating is not true, it'll be taken care of. You won't have
to
pay an
iron. But how they find out what he's stating is not true? They don't have his monitor, nothing to see what how to get this
straight. We don't
know
that.
Is it his word against mine? Right.
That's something they would have to investigate. I'm pretty sure they may have a tracker on the vehicles. I'm not sure. But that's something that's out of my hands. That's above my pay grade. The best people that would be able to take care of this situation would be the actual customer service and the corporate. That's why I would say call them first thing in the morning.
But you couldn't even do a one-time courtesy tow, so I wouldn't lose my vehicle.
There's nothing I can do in the system.
All this fighting and stuff. Like, but why?
The most that we can do, if we have it towed today, you would have to pay an out-of-pocket expense and get it towed and do a reimbursement consideration. That's the best thing that I can state for you today.
And how much would that be?
If we tow the vehicle, the base rate that they start with is $75, hook rate and $5 per mile. But I would call the provider.
They can bill my insurance, right? They can send a tow truck and they can bill
y'all. You would have to pay the provider up front. You can keep your receipt and then do a reimbursement consideration. And considering what's going on, I mean, it may
be as
far as...
Can't they bill y'all, but can't they come tow me and bill the insurance company?
No, ma'am.
I mean, and bill you guys, whatever this towing thing is.
Because the providers that we're calling, we're contracted with them. And if it doesn't show the payment that is being paid by us...
Well, can you call that company? Can you call that company to send another driver because he lied about coming? Can you call that company and say y'all didn't partial pay him and they didn't finish the job to come back out for the inconvenience?
No, ma'am. It doesn't work that way. I do apologize. And the way that he sounded, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't come out there and tow it.
I didn't say him. Somebody else from his company. Or is he privately owned?
So would that be an option for you to do a reimbursement consideration?
Yeah, go ahead and send one.
I'm going to get a new ticket started for you. Give me just a moment. I'm going to make sure we have the address and everything correctly so that there's no more hiccups on this account. Okay, give me just a brief moment. Okay, so I know you stated earlier that the vehicle was in an accident. What all damage was done to that vehicle?
Just the front panel. This vehicle been in this shop since January. They made a claim on this vehicle back in December.
So just front end damage. All right. Do you know if the vehicle is able to shift out of park and go into neutral?
Mm-hmm.
Are the keys with the vehicle?
Yeah. Hold on, Lisa. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Do you know if the vehicle is a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive vehicle, or is it just standard?
I'm not sure. Probably all-wheel. I'm not sure.
All right. No worries.
Hold on one second.
And do you plan to stay with the vehicle when the driver gets there?
Yes, I'm staying. Yeah, I'm here. Hello. Hello.
Yes, ma'am, still here. And will anyone be needing a ride with the service provider?
No.
All right, almost done here. All right, so the pickup location is the 1307 22nd Street, Orlando. And the drop-off address is 2003 American Beach Parkway, and that's in Osceola, Florida.
Yeah.
Is that a business or a residence?
A residence.
Okay, so if you do agree to, as far as with the out-of-pocket expense that the driver does give, as far as with that quote, how would you pay that driver? Will it be with debit, credit, or cash?
Debit.
All right. right. Okay, showing to be about a 15-mile tow. So I have everything mapped and located, and I have the account notated to a T. I'm going to reach out to the drivers and see if we can get a good quote for you and a good ETA time frame, and I'll speak back with you momentarily to discuss as far as with the out-of-pocket expense. And once that's done, I'll give you a call back.
Okay, you know how much longer that will be, because I've been here all, literally all day dealing with these people, and the way y'all handling this stuff, that's dead wrong. I didn't know except to do stuff like this. This is crazy.
I'm going to try my best to get a speedy ETA time frame for you. I just have to reach out to the drivers to see who's available and get an estimated time of arrival.
So what did you do about your agent? What happens to her? And can I get her name and information, please?
Well, yes, ma'am. I did listen to the three recordings that I did hear for her, but I didn't feel as far as with it was any harassment.
So you obviously didn't see her callbacks then?
I did. There's one more system that
so
I'm going to search.
So you didn't hear me saying, stop calling my phone, harassing me? You didn't hear me say that?
When she reached out and called, she was inquiring if you still wanted to speak with a supervisor. And I did hear you state to stop calling. But I didn't see any calls after that. And I saw the two calls before that. So I was wondering if another agent had called.
No, it's her. Because I told her, once before, won't you stop calling my phone?
I didn't see any calls after that.
But you heard me tell her to stop calling my phone, so obviously it was calls previous before. That's why I said that, right? So I hope you listened to those calls. And you didn't feel like she got rude at no point. That's how you feel.
Well, no,
so
I won't say that.
I
will state that we will, you know, definitely speak with her as far as with her tone and the way that she came off. Yes, ma'am. She will be addressed for that. But yes, ma'am, that will definitely be taken care of. But I'm going to go ahead and reach out to the drivers so that we don't have you sitting out there waiting any longer, because the longer we wait, we don't want them caught up in the evening traffic. And I will give you a call back momentarily.
Okay.
All right. And I'll speak with you soon.
Okay.